How is he different?
That's just it. There is no difference you can actually see. He looks, sounds, acts, and remembers like Uncle Ira.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of
Cinematic Radio.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Great. Now I realize I don't have a beverage. But that's all good.
Well, you can go get one if you want to pause it for a moment. I can keep the people busy. I can play music on my zipper. And there's somebody that hears that and goes, "Do you wonder what that would sound like?" You don't want to know. Starts like.
No, first it starts like
zip. Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, good times.
It's been a while. Oof. It's been a while. Yep. We're just catching up on old times. Fan Expo days. So.
What do we.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I am Chris Hadfield. Whoops. How about it?
Yeah, this is pretty sad. There you go. Right?
Yeah.
And Johnny Apples.
Oh, I got it first shot.
Well, right?
Magical crotchets. Okay.
Perfect.
So, it's been a while since we've done one, and I still haven't put together the other podcast, so this has been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, COVID-19, all that stuff.
Lockdowns and working. And but speaking of that, we came to an interesting one we're going to watch, or we watched today.
Yes.
And that was Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1956. Yeah, 56. That's a long time ago.
Definitely black and white.
Yes, it was, but it was false advertising because the picture was color. So it was a little disappointing.
But oh, the picture on the box, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole movie was black and white.
But I like those black and white ones. They're a lot more fun and, I don't know, wholesome. Even in that
wholesome in a take over the world type kind of way.
I know. I don't know what it is with the.
Guess I should put that on silent.
Actually, I should probably just take a sound wave of that, and we can use that as your intro.
Oh, no, much
this
better.
This was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this this rendition of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. So I figure what we can do is we can watch this one. We'll do the 70s one again. And then there's another two after that and kind of compare them all.
Yeah, which is odd. It's not like there aren't other stories out there. You know what I mean? Like, why certain? Like, I can understand, like, you have an interesting story, say, from the 50s that was made into a movie. And in reality, I don't know. I guess every time they remake a movie, they think that, well, now we have the technology to do this properly. But I don't see how they could have. On the scale that the movie kind of needed. You know what I mean? Like, like why remake it in the 50s? There's other stories out there.
Well, they didn't remake it.
Or, sorry, in the 70s.
Well, in the 70s, I mean, personally, my favorite is the 70s version.
Sure. But then the 80s one.
Yeah, I don't even remember them because I think I blocked it out of my mind. But the 50s I haven't seen before. Like, it was on TV and I saw the end or when they had the truck with the pods, but
right.
Other than that, I've never actually watched the full movie until now. But the 70s one, I mean, that's we grew up with that time era.
Yeah, that to us was the Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
And that one with Donald Sutherland, that one was scary.
And that honestly, that one was done well. I don't know why they need to subsequently do more of them. And you know, it's a big step between in the 50s in black and white and what they were capable of doing then. And they didn't even try to do transformation type stuff. It, you know, very primitive in the way that they did the transition. They just sort of held the camera back and a little out of focus so that you didn't really know.
Like almost looked like a shaving cream or, I mean, the pods were impressive. How were they designed those?
Oh, sure. No, I mean like where the guy was on the pool table.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, they're just sort of far, they never got the camera on it enough to say that it looked the same, because it really didn't, it was always far enough out of frame to not know if it yeah, looked like him.
Yeah, there's a few times when they scanned around, you could see, like, where the hair is, like, features. Yeah. But they did a good job. You know, it took the fingerprints, and there was no fingerprints.
They understood where their limitations were, and they worked around it. You know, they did well with what they had, and that, like, I can't fault them for it.
And like how you explained, when we were watching it, how he said that it was kind of like the transition too from radio, because they had the narrative.
Yeah.
Saying,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden he'll say exactly what the narrative said.
I'll be honest. I often, I don't know if you know, on AM 900 after 10 PM during the week, they play old radio series.
Oh,
so you can listen to that type of old radio where it's Gunsmoke and stuff like that. They'll play those, and it's all, you know, sound effects from a Foley studio and stuff like that. So that's why it dawned on me that this is that transition in the 50s where as things are happening in the movie, they're narrating it. As if you're not watching it happen, actually happen. You know, it's like, I got to her house and then I hopped out of the car. I know, I could see it. This isn't radio. Right?
Not only that, but you didn't even drive up the driveway. You stayed on the row, blocking the whole entire road as you ran up the door.
Yeah. I
decided to go around the side and break a window and climb in the basement.
Yeah. And I just haven't watched enough of the 50s movies to have fully recognized that transition happening where they're like, hey guys, maybe we should quit narrating what's happening on the screen because they can see it.
I think it depends on the movie, because I don't really recall that in a lot of them.
But it happened in this one.
It happened in this one. But I also think they were trying to explain, because it's a complex story with the limitations. You know, they kind of...
Yeah.
And plus, he is telling the story to the police.
He's in the process of narrating what had happened to him to get to the point where he is standing with the doctor. And I don't know who that guy was that came in. Obviously not the FBI, since he then called the FBI, which we both know is shut down.
I don't know if he's another doctor. He must be some kind of police.
It
must be police, because they would have brought him in. But he was like an undercover. Yeah, no, it's interesting, though.
Yeah.
It was, what I found interesting, too, is the way they started it off. Like, as him not crazy and then goes into the story and, you know, go see his love comes back. You know, they're both divorced.
Which for the 50s is pretty crazy.
Yeah, actually.
Right? Like, that's pretty forward thinking that they had both been married and both divorced. And
how he comes through, the nurse picks him up. I don't know if he's at, like, I forget if he's at some kind of...
Sounded like he was at a conference or something.
Yeah. And people were coming in and they really needed to see him. Then all of a sudden they were healthy and fine. And the one woman's, he's not my uncle. And the kid, that's not my mother. And it was kind of neat the way they broke it up. But what made me laugh is, like, it's a huge town. But yet everybody knows everybody.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden people are just running all over the place, like a whole bunch of them. How could you know that many people?
Well, and you know what? I'm thinking, like, at the time, I'm assuming they were making movies with, you know, they're trying to entice people with a lifestyle that they would want to have. Oh, right? Yeah. You know, so in the 50s, not a whole lot of... I don't think there was a whole lot of people that wanted to live in a busy city. You know, I think a lot of people liked living in a town, and there were probably more people doing almost the transition between farm and town type, you know, little weenie.
Yeah.
To a mid-size.
In the 50s, there's not as many people as there are now, too.
This is true.
Technology makes even more smaller, makes everything smaller.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was, but that one, so anyways, these people are going weird. They see this body, Then all of a sudden they go over. Then he rushes over and to his new girlfriend's house. And
right.
And she's, which was Becky Driscoll. And then she's all sleepy. The father was coming upstairs. So they all have the exact same memories, move the same, talk the same, but they just don't have emotions. There's no love.
Yeah.
Which is explained later on as it goes on, and then where the pods came from, which were from space and landed in a farmer's field. And
yeah, and I'm still trying to run it through my head, like, because she was very emotive. I'm trying to picture when she went from being emotive to not being emotive. Like, because she was into it. Maybe I just can't get my head through it, because she was definitely down for Pound Town, and then all of a sudden, not so much.
Yeah, and it was after he left, and they heard music, which apparently was from the radio, and it was just people.
Why would
on
they
pods.
Have been playing the radio music?
Unless they were trying to draw them out.
Yeah, I don't know.
So there's a lot of reading between the lines or your interpretation of it. But when she turned into one of these aliens, and they always talk about we as a whole collective, almost like a hive.
Nice.
Yeah, that's another thing I noticed. But all of a sudden she turned into one of them, but there was no pods in sight, which is weird because they all had to be in a proximity. The guy's wife was able to wake him up easily, but when the doctor pulled her out of the house, she was like dead asleep.
Well, the other thing I noticed is when they saw Becky Driscoll, or sorry, when the doctor saw Becky, or the original pod Becky in the basement, there was roots and stuff all over her. I don't know if you saw that. Like, it looked like really fine, like a
spider web almost.
Which looked a lot more like the 70s movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Because it had those tendrils that would go out and touch, and that's how it was getting information or whatever, right?
I even forgot about that. Yeah.
Because it actually, there was contact that needed to take place. Whereas it almost seemed like that didn't have to happen with this one, and yet it had that in that one.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird that they could be in a completely different room, but just close.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they just hadn't thought that through as a concept. Like, I didn't read. Have you read the book?
No. That's one thing I actually haven't read.
Yeah.
I like to read it, though, because it'd be interesting to see how it was written and how the screenplays were adapted. I have a feeling with the 70s, it became more. Everything becomes more complex as time goes on. Like, even movies now. Like, if you look at spy movies in the 50s, 60s, it's pretty cut, dry. Nowadays, there's like plot twists, plots and plots, and so more technology. And so I have a feeling it was they is either more from the book or they more added extra things that would make sense in the 70s because it showed it coming from space. It showed it landing, turning into flowers, and when the people touched flowers, it made the pod.
Yeah.
Which had the...
Which I think with that concept, like with the 50s, the way that they did the 50s ones, the concept, I find a little more bleak. Because, you don't know if your neighbor has a pod in his apartment with your name on it, sort of thing.
Well, which would happen
here. You don't
here,
even have to be near it.
The service guy came and put the pod in the basement or in the backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just me. Yeah, well, thanks for locking the fuck in my house.
Yeah. But, like, because there didn't have to be contact or proximity or there seemed like there needed to be proximity, but it was not very clear.
Yeah.
Whereas, into the 70s one, well, at least there needed to be some sort of... It needed to touch you with its tendril to bond or whatever the fuck it was doing.
It was a neat scene, though, in the city when a bus came in and they took the people away in a police car. And then all of a sudden all the town folk came together and then
because they wanted to look like a town for that. I'm assuming that those were people visiting and they probably were just taking them to get potted up.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then as soon as they were fucked off, then they were like,
everybody came in.
All right, everybody get your pods to fuck your family.
And then they all take a pod and put it in their trunk of their car.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. And at that thought, We'll be right back after this.
Stop! Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy? Make them listen to me before it's too late!
Listen to me. Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
They come from another world, spawned in the light years of space, unleashed to take over the bodies and souls of the people of our planet, bringing a new dimension in terror to the giant super scope screen.
It's whatever intelligence or instinct it is that can govern the forming of human flesh and blood out of thin air is, well, it's fantastically powerful, beyond any comprehension.
A cursed, dreadful, malevolent thing was happening to those he loved.
It isn't just an ordinary body, is it?
I never saw one like it. It looks unused.
The sensational star discovery of The View from Pompey's Head. And now an undreamed of horror makes her life and love a vortex of fear.
Jack!
Miles, where do they come from?
I don't know.
Suddenly, while you're asleep, they'll absorb your minds, your memories.
I don't want any part of it.
You're forgetting something, Miles.
What's that?
You have no choice.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spreads. As the unimaginable becomes real, the impossible becomes true.
Stop and listen! Stop and listen to me! Listen! Listen! Listen to me! They're not human!
Hi, we're back.
And that's it.
Yeah, no kidding, eh? But it was great when he went to get gas. I'll just put on my credit card and he's going to use the phone. And then he saw his trunk close. And they had the two pods.
But he potted him up.
Yeah.
They're not small.
No,
they're big pods.
It's like at least half a size of a person or kid or something. But it was just like the 70s. It has that a thing where if you don't show emotion, then you can walk right by them.
Yeah, next time let them run the dog over.
Exactly. Yeah. And then she got
so it. At least at that point, you know that she still wasn't potted up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And they were running for the rest of that. So, yeah, so it must have just been a random pod in the inside of the mine, I guess.
I'm wondering, because they never showed it, so that's the only part that doesn't make sense, unless when the town folk came, they assumed and just left one there or two there in case.
Yeah.
But I often wondered if you have one person in two pods.
And what happens? Do you have twins? Well, and what happens to the body? Like still don't have a clue what happens to the body. Like, you know, the pod creates the clone of you. Where are you? You're clearly not gone.
Well, they did mention the two things that kind of tied in but didn't quite make sense is one, they figure, because she asked what happens to the bodies, and he said, well, they probably dissolve, but I mean, we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And the other one, when the cop comes through the window pointing the gun at everybody that's in the basement.
Yeah.
Oh, I should arrest you all, but we got the body. It was
a
fire in a field.
Yeah.
But how it got there.
Because that wouldn't have got publicized at all. Some random body in a field on fire. Because I was like, well, they couldn't be burning them. The place would smell like burning human flesh. That wouldn't be good. So that was my, I guess, for the 51, I'm like, I don't get where the bodies end up. I don't see how they could possibly dissolve.
I think in a 50s, though, there are a lot of plot holes and stories. You know what I mean?
Plot holes in my lawn? Yeah.
Especially in the sci-fi era. I don't know if it's continuity or if it's just, you know, a low budget thing or, but I really liked it. I mean,
what are you talking about? The Thing? Perfect.
That one was good. And that was plant-based.
Yeah, same thing. One. For some reason, it seems to be a bit of a...
Because there's Day of the Triffids, too. It's another alien plant one.
Yeah, pretty common.
I still got to see that one. I don't think I've ever seen that, the original. But yeah, I thought they did a pretty good job on this. Oh, I didn't know that. What? The one who played Carolyn Jones, Theodore Teddy Belesic. She was Adam's Family.
Yeah.
Kevin McCarthy was Dr. Miles, which was the...
No, that is Adam Sandler, not the Munsters.
And King Donovan.
King Dong.
Jack Bellick. I guess they're the married couple. And Nurse Sally. And that was interesting where he goes to see the nurse who picked them up at the beginning and they're all around the...
A little heartless where she said, well, we'll just put the bed the pod in her nursery or in the crib or something. I'm like, whoa, guys. I think that's a line somewhere. just put the pod in the crib. Fuck the kid. Whatever. It was a very casual, horrible thing to put into a movie.
Forget the dog got run over. Let's see.
Yeah. That was odd. Just put it, but I mean, that gives you a feeling of how much they just don't feel.
Yeah. Right?
Like, oh yeah, just put it in with the baby.
All the just loading up those pickup trucks, the tarp over top with the pods. But what's interesting actually is the end when they, spoiler, of course, just like all our podcasts.
From the 50s movie, if it's spoiling it for you now, fuck you.
Get a subscription.
Yeah.
No, but it was neat at the end where they figure he's crazy, but then the paramedics bring in somebody. Well, there's an accident. The truck went through a red light and a greyhound hit it. And he goes, well, not the strangest thing was all these things, the pods.
Yeah, they found him up underneath. So now you don't know if the guy they brought in, because he's not screaming or anything. So he's probably a pod person that had started transforming in the pods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because what the hell was he doing underneath a truck of pods?
So that was pretty interesting. And then they all said now they believed them, and then now all the so it could be a part two.
And we know don't call the FBI because they're already fucked. He tried that back in the day when you actually had to talk to an operator to make a phone call.
Oh yeah.
Oh, operator.
But that was
connecting me with the FBI.
But that was coming out of that town he came from, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, so if you contacted, like, let's say, you're a person who works at the Bell telephone switch, you know, thing in Hamilton, and somebody calls through to you and goes, yeah, I need to talk to the head of the RCMP. That chick's going to know how to get to that person. That's not going to take a few steps, right? Like, just get a hold of the FBI field office and blah, blah, blah. That's like, oh yeah, that's this wire. This wire goes right into that. I'm like, I don't think that's how that worked.
It's like John Wick.
Yeah. 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 Just happens.
You know, have tattoos.
Yeah.
But overall, I really did enjoy it though. I don't know. It's something about the wholesome black and white, even if it's creepy. It's still, it's just something about those movies. I don't know if it's the growing up and watching them on TV at the time, just, or because all the TVs we grew up with at the time were black and white. But
it was a simpler time.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. It just has that cool vibe to it.
Excited we were when you went from black and white to having a monochrome monitor where everything was green and black or amber and black. I actually had a monochrome monitor that you could hit a button and go from green to amber.
Really?
Yeah, because that makes a difference to you. But yes, yeah. How do you rate it? What do you think of it?
Well, out of five, I'd probably be like a 4.2, 3, 2. It's just, I enjoyed it. There's just a couple of those plot holes that kind of bothered me. But, I mean, I thought the acting was good, considering for the 50s. I like the feel of it.
Well, like, and for a movie that was only 80 minutes long, I will say that I find, you know, the length of movies from the 50s and that seem shorter, but the pace of this one was pretty good. I've seen some of the sci-fi stuff from the 50s that just feels really slow. Like, the whole thing felt slow. Whereas this one, it started off like a movie normally starts off, and very gradually got more hectic and more hectic and more hectic. You know what I mean? Like, it made sense. The pace of the movie made sense. So I don't disagree. I mean, I was entertained for 80 minutes. So, yeah. Out of 5, yeah, I'd give it a 4.2. I concur.
That's a big word. I'll have to look that up. So that was it. That was our Invasion of the Body Snatchers from 1956. I just love watching, like, how, like, the thing. I thought, you know, the 82 was the original. And meanwhile, it was a
56
or 54. And same with this. Like, the 70s, I thought that was it. But, you know, and then saw it on TV once and the end of it. And, like, wow.
There is an earlier one.
Yeah. It's almost, I was waiting for an around going, they're eating people. We're eating people.
Yeah, and we didn't get to see the human dog combo from the
50s.
Yeah,
which is, but you did see a dog, but you didn't see the famous 70s version of the dog with a human head, which really brings it in a whole different. I remember the first time I seen that when I was a kid, that just freaked me out.
That was creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're just not expecting it. So that's it. Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, everybody. And we'll try to get these on a more constant level. But between COVID and working, it's a little tougher.
Right. Well, we'll ease back into the body snatching.
Yeah, yeah. Next, we'll do the 70s.
Sure.
And then I think there's an 80s and maybe a 90s version.
Maybe it comes out every few decades because we haven't seen anything since then, right?
Yeah, no. No. Maybe it's all... potted out.
All right, man. Okay. Well, I guess that's it. We're out. I'm out.
Later, dude.
Wow, that got deep.
See you, everybody. Wow.